Bruchim Havoyim to another week of Parsha Insights. Wonderful to have everyone back in the Heichal, for those in the Heichal, for those listening live, for those who will hear the recording. Bruchim Havoyim B'Shem Hashem. This week, like the last two, will be Parsha together with Inyanei Elul. That means this week we're Zeichet to have Parsha Insights, Parshas Kisavai, as we're just a bit more past the halfway mark of Chodesh Elul. The Shir each and every week is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas U'Le'ili Nishmas, your dear parents, Rebecca, Bas Serina, and Leon Ben Rachel. May their Neshama Torahs have a lichtige, lichtige Gan Eden. I would also like the Olam to please have in mind Refuah Shalem and Rachmei Shemayim for Chaim, Yosef, Aryeh, Ben, Sarah, Rezel. The Ezra's Hashem to be zeichet to have a refuah shalema b'karev. Again, Chaim Yosef Aryeh ben Sarah Rezel, l'schus refuah shalema for him, b'seich shar chol Yisrael. And I also must mention, obviously, what's very much on our hearts and our minds. We should always have the matzav in Eretz Yisrael front and foremost in our minds and in our hearts. And yesterday, especially after such a horrific, horrific maisa that took place by Tzomet Ramot, for those who are injured, were mispalel, please let the schus of this shir and the learning be to bring them a refuah shalema, and for those who are left, where someone in the family was murdered, Hashem Yimkom Domo, for those who are left, the Yesoimim, the Yesoimais, the Almonais, the Almin, for all those that are now grieving and in a tsar, that's something that can't be described. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to please grant them the complete nechama and to bring about the Geula Shelema. And therefore, I would like to also say this year, in memory of those who were murdered, those Kedoshim Hashem Yimkom Domam, and the Ezra Hashem, we should taka be able to have an experience and to see the Geula Shelema, all of us to feel it, with shalom throughout the world, and for all of us to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. The last couple of weeks, I believe, if you were here for the last two, we dedicated the parsha to a different acronym of Elul. I think the first one we spoke about the acronym of Ahuv Lemala V'Nechmad Lemata. Last week, I believe we dedicated to another acronym, that of Efshar lehiskayim v'lamoy lefanecha. And so in following that pattern, I want to dedicate the shir, although it's Kisavai, to a different acronym of Elul, that which we actually read in Megillas Esther. When we're speaking in Megillas Esther about the importance of getting along and giving to those who need, the Pasuk says, Ish l're'ehu u'matonais le'evyayinim. And of course, the first letter of those four words, Ish l're'ehu u'matonais le'evyayinim, spells Elul. And that's the acronym I want to focus on for tonight's shir, the importance of being someone always, but especially in this Chodesh as we approach Yimei Din Habaleinu L'Toiva. Are you someone who, it could be said, is Ish l're'ehu u'matonais le'evyayinim? And the truth is, you find this theme right away in the parsha. The pasuk tells us in Kisavai, Chof Zayin Chavov. What's a very powerful curse? Chof Zayin Chavov. You're looking inside. Or Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazois. Cursed is the one who will not uphold the words of this Torah. And I know years ago I remember seeing a beautiful pshat that when it speaks about the Or, this tremendously very powerful curse, it does not say for the one who has not been upholding the words of the Torah in the past or the present, but rather it speaks in future tense. Or asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazeis. Cursed is the one who will not uphold, meaning that he doesn't even have the she'ifa, the drive and the desire or the ratzon, the want to do it in the future. And that's really very apropos to the days that we're in, especially as we're seeking to improve, to change, to move, to do tshuva. We all make mistakes. There's the mitzvah of tshuva, the day of Yom Kippurim, in tzadik boretz, asher yasu tov v'lo yechta. People make mistakes. So it's one thing if a person in the past or the present, but at least have the ratzon, I want to change, I want to move, I want to improve. This aura, this very powerful curse, is for the one asher lo yokim, which means that he's not in the future going to uphold. In other words, he doesn't currently have that drive or that ratzon. To have made a mistake is one thing, but not to want to improve is something that this aura applies to. If a person takes a look in the Yerushalmi and Saita, the Yerushalmi and Saita actually tells us in referencing this very powerful curse. The Yerushalmi tells us that this aura applies to anyone, and I would like you to hear the power and the profundity of these words. This aura applies to anyone who is in the position and who could influence a fellow Yid to be loyal to the Torah, to come closer to the Torah, but does not. If you are in the position, maybe the person's in the position of authority, or maybe you possess a particular talent or a power or one of the koiches, that you could have a positive influence and make a positive imprint on a fellow Yid. You could influence that person to come close and be loyal to the Torah, and you do not. Or asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazeis. Now, I hope that you didn't just hear, but we internalized. It was such powerful, powerful, powerful words from the Yerushalmi. He learns this pasuk applies to someone who's in the power, the position, you have a gift or a kayak. You could make someone loyal, you could bring them closer, and you didn't? I have to mention a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our Elul Power, I hope you have been joining us, enjoying, and please, we transformed, hopefully, our way of saying Mizmor L'Seida. This past week, of course, Eleikai, Neshama Shenasatabi, and hopefully, it's improving our davening and bringing us closer to our Creator in connecting through the power of Tefillah. When we were learning Mizmor L'Seida, we said in a tremendous pshat brought down in the Sefer Masukah Aretz, based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is talking about a proper bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and according to one opinion, Kol Bracha She'ein Bo'i Malchus. If you have a bracha that doesn't mention Hashem's name and doesn't mention His sovereignty, Melech Ha'olam, ain't a bracha. That's not a valid bracha. You heard the words of the Gemara? Kol bracha she'ein by malchus einai bracha. So Sefer Masukha Or teaches it exactly what we said a couple of moments ago. Kol bracha, every blessing and kayach and talent that you've been given, you know it's from Hashem. She'ein ba malchus, and you don't use it for the Melech Elyon. You don't use it in His service. You don't use it in the proper way. Einai bracha. That's not a bracha, that's a klala. That's a mamash Yerushalmi. Orer asher lo yokim is divrei haTorah hazeis. Kol bracha. How many brachas, talents, koiches, unique capabilities do each of us have? We know the Ribbono Shelem gives it to us to use, not abuse, and certainly to use it to bring others closer and loyal to the Torah and to Hashem. She'ein bei malchus, if you don't use it for purposes of malchus, if you don't use it to serve melech malchei amlochim, Einai bracha, einai bracha. That's not a bracha, that's a klola. Something is truly only a bracha and a blessing if you use the gift properly. Nu, is that not Elul? Become an Elul dikayid. Ish l're'ehu umatanas levyayinim. I'm a better friend. I have reached out to people. I've tried to bring them closer. We've said over in the past the pshat from the Radomsky Rebbe, it's such a powerful pshat. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Im lamadata Torah har ve'altachazik tov la'atzmacha," that if you've learned a lot of Torah, altachazik tov la'atzmacha, don't, like we would say in English, don't pat yourself on the back and feel good about yourself. That's what you were created to do. So you're doing what you were created for. That's wonderful, but don't let it get to your head. The Radomsky Rebbe translates it a bit differently. Anytime you have the word toiv, toiv is also a reference to Torah. Ein toiv ella Torah. Toiv is Torah. Im lamadot haTorah harbe. You've learned a lot of Torah. You had such a beautiful upbringing. Al tachazik toiva la'atzmacha. Don't hold on to that toiv, that Torah, for yourself. Share it. Spread it. Bring other people into Torah, to Malchus. Al tachazik toiva, which is a reference to Torah, la'atzmacha. Don't hold it for yourself, but share it with others. Ki lekach natzarta, that's why you were created. In fact, he then goes on to say that the word natzarta, if you rearrange the letters, spells the word sinairis. And sinairis would be a funnel. You have the beauty of Torah and of Yiddishkeit and of Torah values, sinairis. Funnel it and allow others to enjoy it, to bring them closer. You know why? Ki lekach natzarta, ki lekach, lekach, lekach natzarta. That's why a person was created. So don't hold it on to yourself. And that's mamish what the Yerushalmi says, that if a person has these koiches and these talents and the ability to influence somebody, Rabbi Yisai, and you and I, and we do not, unfortunately, this pasuk is speaking to us. And while it's something that we should work on all year, but how about Elul? Ish l're'ehu matanas levyayinim? Because if you have brachos and you don't use it for purposes of malchus to bring people closer, einai bracha. Ki lekach natzarta, that's why we were created. Now, you know, the beautiful thing, or the truth is, I should say, almost on a daily basis, multiple times, we're put in a position where we could influence someone. Someone who doesn't know the beauty of a Torah lifestyle like you. You'll meet that person in the supermarket or at work. You'll meet the person while taking a walk, or maybe you'll meet that person wherever you might be. You know what I'm talking about. It could happen multiple times a day. And what do? You go about, you walk on, you move. Ish l're'ehu umatanas levyayinim. Before we take this to another part of the parsha, I must tell you very briefly that this past Shabbos, I presented a challenge to the Olam. And really, it's something that I'd like to speak about much more on Rosh Hashanah. So if you're here during one of the drushas, Be'ezus Hashem, you'll hear it again. But I feel that since so many people might hear it either in the Heichel or live or from the recordings, I feel that it must be spoken out. It's based on the idea that Reb Shimon Shkop, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Lebracha, in the introduction, the Hakdama to his classic Sefer, Shari Yosher, brings down this idea. It's a very famous idea, but I feel I have to mention it and to just tell you something somebody said in Shul this past Shabbos, which was a gem, an absolute beautiful Hesafa. Reb Shimon Shkop is speaking about the idea that everybody was created with an ani. Ani means I. And that's really something that everyone, now, I, is that a selfish concept? Is the idea of an Ani, and everybody was created with the Ani, and you have many psukim, you have the concept of Bishvili Nivra Olam, it was created for me, Chayecha Koydmin, I take precedence, there is a very real Ani. But basically what Reb Shimon Shkop says is, how many people are included in your Ani? How broad and all-encompassing is the umbrella of your Ani? Ani is a reality, but selfish people have an incredibly narrow Ani, like it's they themselves and that's it. Other people who are a bit more selfless will include the spouse and children and others, but people who mamish understand ish l'rei eyu matonis levyoinim, people who literally, not to negate themselves and to not take care of themselves, but they include in their Ani, this one and this one and this one and this one, their Ani is so great, is so broad in kamus and eichus, in quantity and quality, everybody's included in their Ani. So yes, your Ani is a reality. But I just want to ask you, how many people would you say are included in your Ani? And Shabbos, I thought of a question, and I've mentioned it in a few drushes, and I see it struck a chord. And although it's a topic I want to talk about on Rosh Hashanah, I'll mention it now. We still have half of Elul left. Your Ani right now, approaching Rosh Hashanah 5786, is it bigger or smaller than your Ani last year, this time? Your Ani, all of the people you since last year have more machlaikas, more divisiveness, there are more people that you decided, and your Ani is less? Or is your Ani greater in kamus and echus than last year? And I realize, looking around, it's a very, very powerful question. And no two people could answer the question the same. I'm merely suggesting that a person think, is my Ani based on the way I behaved and try to reach out to people and try to fulfill the words of the Yerushalmi? Is my Ani more or less than last year? We have to make sure that our Ani is one of Ish L'Rei U'Matanis L'Vyayinim. And this past Shabbos, when I brought it up, of course I quoted the Mishnah, Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li, which is the words of Shimon Shab speaks about, which it says in Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li. I have to go ahead. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? But the question, as we said, is how many people are in your circle of Ani? And this past Shabbos, when I spoke it out, Dr. Michael Puritsky, Mikey Puritsky, you should live and be well. He says such a beautiful gem. I told him I wanted to repeat it. Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li could also be understood because Reb Shimon Shkop is telling us to have a tremendously broad Ani. And what's the word right after Ani? Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li. It seems like we're being told that your Ani should be Li, in Ein Ani Li. If your Ani is not Li, then what's it worth? Meaning we're being told, let your Ani be Li. What does Li mean? Li is spelled with two letters, Lamed and Yud, and the beautiful part of that is that the Lamed is the largest letter in the Aleph-Bays. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph-Bays. So Mikey wanted to suggest so beautifully that what we're being taught is your Ani should be a Li type of Ani, meaning whether the person is a great person or, as we might say, a Poshut Yid, a simple person, whatever that means. Or whether it's a person who's in this category or that category, whether it's the biggest, the smallest, whatever the financial stature of the person is, whatever it might be. We're being told, let your Ani be a Li type of Ani. where from the yud to the lamed to the yud, the smallest to the biggest to the smallest, do you treat everyone with the same level of respect? Do you treat everybody with the same level of ish l'reihu matanos l'avyeinim? Sometimes when it comes, so to speak, to the lamed type Jew, oh, that's easy. That's something that, you know, we're really very good at. Are we as good with the yud type Jew as we are with the lamed? In ein ani li mi li, your ani has to be a li type of ani. That's ish l'reihu matanos l'avyeinim, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. So if the or means that you weren't there for the person, then obviously that means that when you use your kreiches or your influence or your talents to bring people closer and make a positive impact and imprint on them, that person is baruch, that person is blessed. And that really brings us to another part of the parsha where it says, a perek later in Chof Ches, Hachas asher lo yavadita, as Hashem elikecha b'simcha v'tuv levov. You did not serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv levov with excitement, with gladness and goodness of heart. Wow. The entire teichocha is the consequence of serving Hashem without joy? Let me get this straight, Rabbi Yisai. We served Him. We performed the mitzvahs. We did what we were supposed to, but it was without simcha v'tuv levav, without a sense of happiness. That's astonishing. That's frightening. But obviously the takeaway for us is the importance of doing things b'simcha. And if we could tie this into the Yerushalmi that we've been talking about since the beginning of this year, maybe what the Yerushalmi is telling us is that if we want to impact that person, if we want to make a positive and lasting imprint on that person, then give it over with a simcha. Give it over with a positive energy and with a vivaciousness. Yes, the entire teichacha could be a consequence of tachas asher le'yavadetas Hashem le'kecha b'simcha b'tov levav. That's the power of simcha. That's the power of an internal joy. Because if you give it over that way, that person will sense it and hopefully will be matzliach. A few years ago, we mentioned a pshat based on a concept of Reb Shamshon Ofel Hirsch. And I think it's one of the most fabulous pshatim. It's based on the idea that Reb Shamshon Ofel Hirsch tells us that when two words are similar, Hebrew words are similar, then they're related in meaning. That's the concept we know. Based on that idea in Sefer Pnina Malatayra, he would like to suggest two words, and they are related to each other. The word to be happy is Sameach. And the word to grow is Tzameach, Tzmicha, to grow. Sameach, Tzameach, to be happy and to grow. And according to that concept of Shamshon Ofel Hirsch, they are clearly related because, yes, when a person experiences a sense of growth, when a person realizes they have a purpose, that brings them happiness, that brings them a certain inner joy. When you perform a mitzvah properly, you should feel elevated. You've grown. You become a better person. You become a holier person. And when you feel like you've grown, you now have a certain sense of serenity, a certain sense of spiritual satisfaction. When a person doesn't feel like they've grown, generally they don't have a simcha. Sure, they might think they're happy, but that's but a fleeting moment. And so we clearly see that the idea of being sameach is the outgrowth of being a tzameach. When a person really has those feelings of tzameach, I've grown. I've improved. My ani is larger than it was last year in the sense that I've had greater fulfillment of Ishtarei Matonis Levyoinim. That brings a simcha. That brings an inner joy, a sense of satisfaction, a certain beauty and tranquility. You know you've improved when a person is able to do a proper tshuva, when a person is able to accomplish something that they thought was impossible. That tzomeach brings a genuine sense of tzomeach. And looking around, I know that it's true. Meir v'Rabbi say we know that it's true. So maybe in conclusion, the pshat we said a few years ago was that when I will be a tzomeach, it will bring tzomeach. But according to what we said a moment ago, the importance of transmitting things with joy, of giving it over with a vivaciousness, with a positive energy, could we try to say a chiddush tonight and reverse what we said a few years ago? A few years ago we said that when I have a sense of tzomeach, it makes me a tzomeach. But maybe in light sheer and topic, we could say the opposite is true as well. That when I will turn to you as a tzomeach, meaning I turn to transmit and influence you in a joyous, positive way, it will make you a tzomeach. It will bring you closer. Of course, the first is true, that when I'm a tzomeach, I become tzomeach. But in light of tonight's theme and topic, it seems like the opposite is true as well. That when I will transmit something to you as a tzomeach, I'll give it over with a positive energy, with a vivaciousness, and I'll tell you, believe, believe, believe you could do it. When I give it over to you as a tzomeach, I have the potential to turn you into a tzomeach, someone who grows, who is now closer to Hashem, and that's what the Yerushalmi and Saita said, we have to bring each other closer. So I certainly hope, Ezras Hashem, that we will be personally a tzomeach to find true joy, that tzomeach. But I also remind you what the Yerushalmi said vis-a-vis that Aror. It's our obligation, if you have kleichas and you have blessings and you have talents, to use it as a bracha and to make that person a tzomeach. Help them grow. Help them change. Help them see the beauty of Yiddishkeit. How do you make them a tzomeach? By using your power of tzomeach. I hope that Ezras Hashem, we will certainly work on being mekayim the words of Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonis Le'Evyoinim. Elul will have an ani that's an ani of Li, from the smallest to the biggest and the biggest to the smallest. That feeling of joy and care and concern will be there to one and all. And in that is the chus, letztaka b'zoicha, that all those who need refuas and yeshuas will experience it b'karoiv mamish, and that we should be zeich as we approach Yimei Din, Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Pei Vov Ha'Baleinu L'Toiva, Yemalei Hashem Kol Mishalas Libchem L'Toiva, for us to be zeich to a kesiva v'chasima toiva mitagut kebench deyar. And we should be zeich to hear that one final blast of the shofar, the tekiya gedayla, which will be Ezras Hashem bring about the Geula Shaleva.